824, associate professor retired. Should I say that, Dave? Or?
Well, I'm retired from teaching at Logan, but no, I'm going full steam with my training academy.
Yeah, so I'm still moving. Hey, what's happened this morning is I was supposed to be speaking this morning with Kevin Beatty, but this bad weather's kept him locked up in an airport. Well, not literally locked up, but the flight systems, planes delayed and things like that. And we were hoping to be able to pull it off by phone. Then they needed a plane to board the plane early and da da da. I've been working with Kevin on this since about 6 this morning. And we're just not going to be able to get him on the phone because I just did the cattle call for the plane, which is 95% failure rate on searches for TSA. So he'll be on the plane fine, don't you think, Dave?
Yeah, that's the odds are really in his favor.
95% failure rate. God. Anyway, you know, which is interesting because that kind of dovetails into what we're talking about here, oddly enough. David joined us a while back and had been talking about Jim Cramer on CNBC what's called a buy now list. Is that the right term or just a buy list?
What's a buy list? In April, Mr. Cramer came out with these 49 stocks, not to watch, but to buy now. That was in the headline. And Tom, about the next week, that's whenever I was on at your station. And, you know, we're constantly talking about what should investors and traders look at and what are some of the safer plays and some of the most dangerous plays. So one of the things that I did is I took these 49 stocks to buy now that was in his headline. Sure, he's got a lot of disclaimers, but that just covers his flanks. But these stocks to buy now, and I went out and bought all 49 of them, $1,000 each with paper trade money. And I'm monitoring to see if they were good picks, if they were bad picks, or exactly where we stand, just in case somebody went out and did what the headline said, buy them now.
All right. Now, here's the thing, Dave. When you were talking about these stocks and some of the information I'd read about your challenge, and you referred to them, I think that was that you were the author of this phrase, you call them retail sales stocks.
Okay. He came out with 5 or 6 different categories, healthcare, tech, home builders, and retailers. So he bought these by different sectors.
Okay.
So the retailers is one of the sectors that he recommended to buy now.
All right, I got you. Because I kind of thought, that I was a retail consumer when it came to stocks. That's the way I viewed that statement.
You are. When the funds buy, the pension companies, and then those people buy, they're called institutional buyers. But when Tom Miller and I buy and the listeners buy, we're called the retail buyers.
And so when these buy now lists, and there's a lot of people who do this, but Jim Cramer is kind of, I don't want to be diminutive in my phraseology, but I consider him a novelty act. It's the hitting the hammer with the buttons, buy now, and screaming. There's a novelty aspect to this, but on the other hand, it's shtick. Everybody knows showbiz, humana, 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 humana. But nevertheless, people take this advice and watch this guy very closely, and he can have a big impact on a stock.
Oh, you better believe
he really can.
The market in no time. And Tom, I started teaching these classes since 2002, and I've seen multiple times when students would come into my office, they say, well, okay, well, I've bought these, and I'm bought from different buy lists, and I'm down 50, 60, 70%. What do I do? Majority of the time that I monitor these buy lists, they're bloodbaths. So I finally, I'm not just monitoring Mr. Cramer's. I'm also monitoring, and we talked about this last time I was in the studio, a company called Goldman Sachs, and their buy lists now. Buy these stocks now. Buy these stocks now. It's like we're at the DuCoin Fair with a huckster.
Yeah.
Trying to get us in the tent. Remember those old days.
Well, this is a good place for us to jump in. Now, if you were listening last time, David England's joining us this morning. David talked about a challenge you had issued towards Jim Cramer on this list. You offered him what? What was the challenge, David? Barbecue and a trip, right?
You bet. Well, very simply, I can't stand rock chuckers. I'm looking whether or not it's state politics, national politics, stock market, or anything. We don't need rock chuckers. We need solution-oriented things going on. So I wanted to put a gentleman's challenge on. So what I did is, okay, well, if I'm going to do this challenge and challenge Mr. Cramer to, as a matter of fact, after 6 months, if more of his picks are up than down, I fly him into Southern Illinois on my dime. So I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I fly him into Southern Illinois, put him up at the Holiday Inn in Carbondale, and have a full dinner at 17th Street Bar and Grill. Whatever he wants to eat is on me. Vice versa, if more picks are down after 6 months, He flies me to New York City, and we have barbecue there, puts me up in a hotel, and at that point in time, we eat dinner there. Now, I've not heard anything from Mr. Kramer.
Yeah, but there are other media sources that are picking this challenge up.
Well, it's very interesting because a lot of the national media, they see the results of buying off of watch lists. Now, Tom, if this headline would have said, here's 49 stocks to watch, I have no problems with that because I put out watch lists also. I have my own playbook 2015 that has over 600 funds, different candidates to take a look at when the right conditions hit. I guarantee you, and I challenge you or anybody else that's listening, you tell me whenever I mentioned to go buy now a stock, you're going to have a hard time finding that. But so that's why I'm challenging Mr. Kramer to, if you are big enough to put a buy now list out there, are you not big enough to stand behind your word? I'm putting my money where my mouth is to make this a gentleman's challenge so that we can learn from it. All the listeners can learn from this, Tom.
Yeah. All right. So, you got a video coming up today, Wall Street Journal, is it?
As a matter of fact, whenever I got up, I was looking at it here. I'm on the Wall Street Journal this morning. Would you care if I put it on your Facebook site there at the station?
No, it'd be great because I really like to see it, and that way the people who are listening right now can find it very easily. So if you could put that up at our Facebook page, that'd be awesome. And this is a video. It's concerning directly the challenge, correct?
Yes, the Wall Street Journal called this yesterday morning, Mr. Lee Hawkins. I followed his work. He's a very professional. Now, here's a term dealing with, you know, the media, a journalist. We still have those, you know. And they came in, and they through Skype, they filmed 10, 15 minutes of footage. And it looks like it's about 4 minutes. And so, yes, we'll put that on the site. We'll put it on my Facebook site. But I'm actually explaining the challenge because what people are doing, what I'm doing, Tom, it's very simple. If people go to my website, davidoengland.com, and sign up for the free newsletter. I've got a subscription one, but the free one, every couple of weeks I'm going to do progress and I'm going to write about Kramer's picks.
Okay, how long a period of time are we talking about? 6 months?
Well, a lot of the national media has picked up on this. Market Watch wants to do a story in 6 months from whenever this challenge started. So that will take us, it started on April the 8th. The Wall Street Journal wants to do an update in 3 months. I've got some other people that I can't say the name right now, but they want to monitor this also. But I'm turning this in as an educator. I'm turning this into a learning experience. And the bottom line is how important are these lists? Well, we're going to see after 3 months and 6 months if you had gone out and just bought due to Mr. Kramer's instructions. But not only that, I'm going to point by point teach people a system to use the next time they see one of these to evaluate the credibility of a stock list.
David, the thing is with me, why I find this attractive is ideas and how they are transferred and whether they are good or bad ideas can be subjective.
Exactly.
But this is math. This is hard facts. And that's because, see, some people can have an idea and whose idea is better, and since I'm inherently competitive, you know, I want to win. And in this particular case, I can see an outcome. I know by the time you're done, I'm going to see two different numbers, and that's the score for this game, and it's not subjective. And I think that's the part that attracts me to this.
Exactly. We did. It's no opinion. Opinion doesn't matter one iota in this, and I like that also, Tom. You know, you and I are living on the competitive side, but we also like an equal and a fair weight of measurement. So that's what I'm doing. On every 2 weeks, I'll be writing about this, and then I'll pick out a good pick that he had, and I will apply my own system. You know, if somebody has a system, fine. At least use some kind of a system before you put hard-earned money to work. If you don't have a system, I'll teach you mine through the free service.
Right.
Okay? And we're going to monitor this. It's going to be a lot of fun. If Mr. Kramer, let me just say this. I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag. But if Mr. Kramer would accept, I would be. And if the contest ended today, I'd need to be packing my bags.
Yeah. Going to New York, are you?
And you know, Mr. Mills from Murfreesboro, he has trained a large number of the barbecue people in on barbecue houses in New York.
Oh, yeah.
And also is a partner with one of them there.
Right, yeah. I was talking to him about that. He says, man, you wouldn't believe how hard it is to do barbecue in New York. What do you do with the smoke? You know how far we have to pipe that up in the sky so we can smoke down on the ground? It's a pretty interesting conversation. Because, you know, they've taught him how to make smoked goose liver pate now.